I'm Amanda Siciliano, WRPR News. Imagine closing your eyes for about 3 seconds while driving. In those 3 seconds, you can drive smoothly down the road, or you could crash. The decision is up to you. Texting and driving is an epidemic that is cause for major concern. Although it is illegal for all drivers in New Jersey, that does not stop people from sending that quick text on their way out. Danielle Cananzaro, a sophomore at Rampo College, has admitted to texting and driving, even though she knows it's wrong. Why do you still text and drive?
I don't really have a reason. I only do it at stoplights. I don't really know why. I just guess I feel like I have to answer my phone, even though I know I probably shouldn't.
Do you continue to finish a text once the light turns green?
No, I'll stop texting once the light turns green because I know that it's obviously really dangerous to text and drive, and I know I probably shouldn't be doing it anyway at a red light, but I'll stop once the light turns green.
It seems that there is no one that does not text and drive in some form or another, but Caroline McCausland advocates to her friends and family to no longer text and drive.
Why do you not text and drive?
Because I know the dangers associated with it, and I don't think it's worth losing your life over something as simple as a text message.
What do you say to your family and friends that do text while driving?
I tell my family members and friends that text and drive that they shouldn't do it, obviously, because it's not worth them losing their lives either over a text message.
In recent years, there have been safe driving pledges to have drivers virtually sign a pledge to no longer text or use a cell phone while driving. But the question is if these pledges have any effect on the public and if those who have signed truly abstain from texting while driving. I'm in the car with Cassandra Krupski on Highway 202 in Mahwah, driving past the spot where a year ago she hit another driver due to texting and driving. Cassandra, what went through your mind when your car hit the other car?
I didn't even know how to react. I was just so shocked. I felt panicked because I didn't know if the car I hit or my car was damaged. And then I was nervous about costs of the accident. So it was just a bunch of emotions.
These safe driving pledges hope to one day have no one text and drive. Many feel that without a tragedy knocking sense into them, they will continue their bad habits. But with the help of these pledges and personal experiences, there is hope that one by one, drivers will pay more attention to the roads than their phones. I'm Amanda Siciliano, WRPR News. It's all about-